Well, as the Philadelphia Health Department continues to notify the public about a recent measles exposure, the U.S. is on pace to lose its measles elimination status. To explain, here's KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams.
The U.S. first earned its measles elimination status in the year 2000 because there was no endemic circulation of the same strain over 12 months, and that continued. But in 2025, there are over 2,100 confirmed cases across 45 states, and this month would mark a continued spread over a 12-month period. Dr. Lori Handy, Associate Director of Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, says that means
we have endemic disease, meaning it's here to stay, and we would have to take significant efforts, think differently about our vaccination strategies to move towards elimination again.
Dr. Handy says declining vaccination rates is the biggest issue here.
That is because measles is highly contagious. If somebody enters a room and they have measles, say there's 10 people in the room who are unvaccinated, 9 or even all 10 will get measles.
She says 95% of the population needs to be vaccinated and that the disease really is terrifying and sneaky and hangs around like a ghost.
So a person walks into a room, they have measles virus. Some of that virus hangs out in the air. They leave the room. That virus stays in that space for sometimes up to 2 hours.
She says, don't wait to get to a doctor if you think you've been exposed. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.